afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show, Alternative Health and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. We're now into the fall officially. I'm so thankful. I live here in the deep south, and I love to kiss that summer goodbye. You know, it's nice to be out and, you know, gather up all the fresh food and the air and the nice water and enjoy nature, but I've about had it with these high temperatures. So I'm really glad to be into fall. So we are going to be celebrating from here on out the rest of the year. What we're going to be talking about today is something near and dear to my heart, and so is my guest. It is Dr. Gary Gordon, and I met him, I think it was mid-90s, and it was at the Naturopathic Medical School in Arizona. He was talking about one time, mercury and heavy metals and all of these other important things that we needed to look at in our life. And I said to him after the show, I said, you know, I've been a dental hygienist for 30 years. I think I have enough mercury for everybody in the whole state of Arizona, and maybe if they tested for California. Because we used to play with mercury. We used to roll it around in our hands. We used to use little squeeze cloths, you know, squeeze out the mercury and let it bubble in your hands and see what it was going to do. We thought it was cool. And my goodness, how far we've come to learn about health, what really is affecting us in the long run, and what over decades we should say, oh, my goodness, I wish I never did that then. You know, there was a show on the TV last evening, and it says they were asking 90 and 95-year-olds what it meant to have a long life. How could they be in such great shape in their late 90s? You know, I look at us in our 60s, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, if we don't do something soon, we're really going to hit a wall, as many of us have. And there have been a lot of these explosive heart attacks with women lately. I've known exactly more than two handful of people that have passed away from an explosive heart event within the past 2 weeks. So time to wake up. We're going to be talking in September through December about time to wake up, time to pay attention. What is that pain in your arm? What is that headache you're having? Am I going to sit down to some dead food today? Am I going to be paying attention to the water I drink? Today my guest is Dr. Gary Gordon. And he's an expert in all of this. He is an expert in the immune system, talking about chelation, talking about all different things, vitamin C, but most of all, on longevity, because he is there already and he knows how to get there. So, Dr. Gordon, thank you so much for joining us today. It's an absolute pleasure to speak with you again.
It is my great pleasure to do this show with you, and I'm looking forward to it, Jeanette.
Thank you. You know, I think we've all been in different realms. We see people live until their 90s and 60s that are just croaking like crazy. I don't know what's going on. Do you?
I have an idea, and yeah, I have seen it. The older folks actually were lucky enough to live out of real gardens and have real foods, and we find the older folks are often worried about their youngsters in their 40s, 50s, and 60s
right.
that aren't doing well because they somehow didn't get built the same way because they weren't raised the same way. And nutrition is such a key part of life. And so when I try to keep people healthy and teach them about immunology, we came up with a simple concept. Today we have to fight for your health. And the word fight has the letter F-I-G-H-T. And there's a purpose for my using that acronym because the F could remind you that, well, what food should I be eating? Because there's a big fight. Should I be on this diet or that diet? And things are changing so rapidly that when they put it on the front cover of Time magazine that butter is good for you, it's kind of like a complete about face, saying, wow, fats aren't the bad guys. And so we're all confused today. We've got a lot of messages very confused, but I've been practicing medicine 56 years, and I hope to share some of the insight with your audience today so that they can be less confused.
And it definitely is about confusion. I think even the language has changed, but then the media has taken that language and manipulated it to fit them in their better things, like let's say something like natural or non-GMO or gluten-free or whatever it is. I went to a Chinese restaurant, and they said, we have healthy Chinese. We use vegetable oil. And I went, oh, my. You know? I mean, we have to understand that, you know, what context, we have to progress. We can't say, oh, but my mother used to always use that, you know, that hard lard. Well, your mother doesn't use that hard lard every day. Your mother maybe used it once or twice a month or maybe once or twice a year, you know. Doesn't mean just because you found it in her cupboard, she used it every day. So we really have to look at what is important in our food because things really aren't as they appear. You know, we say, let's have a great green drink with all these fruits and vegetables. Well, when you go to the store and you buy them and you say, well, it's cheap, you know, my card covers it or this is what I can afford. And you put all that in the blender, the Vitamix, whatever the things are that you're using, except you say, you know, my ginger was from China, my peppers are from Canada, my orange is from South Africa. Well, I'm wondering, was that quote that, you know, they used to say, picked at the peak of freshness? I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, so what are your thoughts on food? I mean, my thoughts on food are is that, you know, unless you're super great at it, you're 100% in a tizzy.
Well, you know, in reality, I'm only 79, so I've been practicing medicine 56 years. And when I was a kid, we had the Victory Garden, so I go back a few years.
Right.
And I now see and sense that we're going to have survival garden or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
health garden. But eventually we're going to have to be involved. For a while, I was content to just have people meet a farmer in their area and work a deal with that farmer because
right.
we really have to know where our food comes from. And there are so many factors today that we hardly know where to focus on, because I use that acronym on purpose,
mm-hmm.
because we now have F for food or positive focus, but I is for infection, G is for genetics, H is for heavy metals like the mercury you brought up from your background working
right.
in dentistry, and there's another H in there, hormones, because since we're living longer, there's a lot of people looking at natural hormonal support, which we will try to touch on, because I have found an approach that eliminates menopause for any woman safely while eliminating dementia and absolutely giving them stronger bones and virtually eliminating breast cancer. So we'll look at that, but let's go through the fight, F-I-G-H-T, because the T is the depressing part of the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
T in this case stands for toxins. So let's review. We have an acronym, F-I-G-H-T, and it causes you to look and realize that when you're not feeling as good as you'd like to feel, that there could be many, many triggers behind that poor feeling today. And sometimes if you just do one thing, it's not possible to fix everything. Look at it this way. If I'm 79, I'm kind of like a car that's got a million miles on me already. In other words, there's a lot of maintenance has been going on in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at what happens to people, if your car isn't getting very good mileage, well, it could be because you need to change the air filter and it's wasting gas, but it might be that the tires are low in pressure. So
right.
it's the same when you're low on energy. It could be that you have actually been eating enough food that you've been getting poisoned by fish, because fish is going to give you mercury. I mean, where do you think the mercury comes from? Well, today we have a really obvious source. We burn a lot of coal to give people electricity, and the coal always, in burning, releases things like mercury and lead, and that's why everybody can look at our beautiful oceans and realize that the level of mercury in those oceans has gone up so much that we're all a little afraid when we eat the fish. But at the same time, we have to look at this big picture, and that is that, yes, we are toxifying our bodies, but we have nature is trying to help us stay alive. So some of us become devotees of taking high doses of vitamin C. which a lot of people used to make fun of us. They said, you just have rich urine. There's a lot of vitamin C in your urine. Yeah, but the
right.
vitamin C in my urine actually is a chelator, and it's helping my body get rid of things like lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, and there's arsenic in the chicken we eat today. I mean, so if we look at the big picture,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand that they tested 10 children at random across the whole United States when the child was born. Instead of throwing away the placenta, they kept the cord blood and sent it to a research lab to find out just how toxic are we when we're born. And they tested 225 chemicals, and every child born is loaded with carcinogens, neurotoxins, endocrine disruptors, so it gets to be a little bit depressing. And
mm-hmm.
so we started out this conversation by saying we might need survival gardens because
mm-hmm.
our food is our best weapon, and garlic itself is a great chelator. And as you were picturing the oranges coming from South Africa, they may not have as much vitamin C as if you had a tree
right.
and picked it when it was ripe. So as we look at how we can fight back, I keep bringing the acronym up because we are now facing very, very perilous times. The top guy on infections for the United States government has just warned us that we will see Ebola in our country.
Right.
So what we have to do, go back, food, infection, genetics, heavy metal, hormone, toxin. So understand that we are a self-adjusting human is a wonderful thing because just like the guy who was worried about poor mileage with his car, he was so happy when they just put the air in the tires and he started getting better mileage. That didn't mean he'd really fixed his car because technically he might have needed a new air filter too because he might have a dirty filter and it's burning too much gas. So that's how we as humans are. And it's not easy for us to fight on 5, 6, 7 different fronts. So I use the acronym to tell you that when somebody tells you that's all we can do for you, we don't know what else to do, always
mm-hmm.
understand that there is somebody around the corner that is interested in infections because technically, according to Harvard Medical School, over 90% of people listening to us talking right now, if we tested them for cytomegalic virus, which is a retrovirus, it's in over 90% of us, and so you don't feel as good as you could have felt because it's hard for our body to remember. We're fighting with the lead and the mercury in our body, and now I'm telling you that you have, provably, if you don't have chlamydia or coxsackie or Lyme, you have cytomegalia, so we have an infection. Now I have the G. Well, the G could be genetics, and now we live in a time frame in which we know that we have so many toxins that we can probably take a healthy, lean, brown mouse and feed it water that has been directly microwaved and had a lot of plastic, like we drank our water out of these plastic bottles, and that plastic will release something that is known to be bisphenol A and phthalates, and big words, but amazingly enough, that can cause the genes on that healthy brown mice to change so that all of its babies are obese and yellow and diabetic from simply getting exposed to a chemical that all of us have in our body, provably. So you know, it gets depressing when I give this presentation to people because I've just gone so far through the food and the infection, the genetics, and we change our genes overnight by these toxins. And then I touch on the two H's. There's heavy metals and hormones. And, yeah, when I get older, men might get low testosterone. Women might like something safe and natural that keeps their hormones working better. And all of us are under a lot of stress, so if we could find natural things like herbs that support our adrenal function. So as you go F-I-G-H-T, you come to that nasty one, which is the end of the line, the toxin. And anybody who doesn't feel good, sending their blood any day from the minute you were born till the minute you die, if we tested you, you are loaded with things that we have big words for, like flame retardant, polybrominated diphenyl ether. Well, flame retardant is in, we thought, a good idea because we treat the children's pajamas and the mattress so they won't burn up so much. Turned out there was fraud there, and the flame retardants actually don't protect us at all, but they're in all of our bloodstream for everybody on the planet because we have released so much polybrominated diphenyl ether, and I'm just using that as a whipping boy because bisphenol A is in dioxins, whatever you look for in people, you will find. So it is amazing, as you were pointing out, that you have people in their 60s that aren't doing well, and it's people in their 90s that are amazingly doing well, but there is these genetic differences in how well our body detoxifies. And so today there's a kind of deep feeling that on the part of all of us, we need to be doing something to detox our bodies. And so, amazingly enough, some people choose to do that by sitting in a far infrared sauna and sweating the toxins out. And other people are more aware that certain foods have natural detoxifying powers. And as I took the picture, people taking extra vitamin C aren't wasting their money because it's a chelator, and as it leaves your body, it's taking toxins, and garlic is an amazing chelator. So actually, if your friends don't mind the garlic on your breath, you should be having garlic every day today because we have these proven toxins like mercury, and garlic happens to like mercury, and it supplies selenium. So as you look at the big picture, it is a little depressing to think that we have this many challenges facing us, but fortunately the good Lord has been thinking about us and actually came up with some interesting things like zeolite, which is volcanic rock, and it has the ability to help pull out mercury. And so there are different things that we can use, and the more we get the bad stuff out and get the good stuff in, the better our immune system deals with challenges, because technically we all at any given time have a few cells in our body that are technically cancer, but the body takes care of it. But that's where this immune system and immune support becomes so interesting, because we now have, I mentioned, cytomegalic virus, CMV, in virtually everybody, and if you don't have it, you have chlamydia or candida, or you'll have Epstein-Barr, you'll have some. And we all have these challenges, and so the better we understand them, and I try to give people the picture that there is a guy still driving his Volvo in this country, but he's put 3 million miles on it. But guess what? He spent a lot of money on maintenance. So I'm trying to have people realize that those of us that are going to live 60, 70, 80, 90 years, we're going to have to do a lot of maintenance too. Mm-hmm. And the maintenance, it goes back to my big concept, fight for your health, food, infection, genetics, heavy metal, hormone, toxin, because technically, one year you could learn about what are the natural things like silver, vitamin C, garlic, etc., that can help you fight back against infections, because we all know the antibiotics aren't working very well. And if you keep thinking then, well, what am I going to do about toxins? What can I do to get toxins onto my body? Well, it turns out that greens, which is why we do our green drink, give us a real ability to more effectively deal with many toxins, including mercury. And fiber is a wonderful thing. So as we start looking at things, the good habits that we can choose to adapt that will let us come through these frightening times, because when the top guy in infectious diseases says you can't avoid it, there'll be some Ebola coming to our country. Right. And so the more we can have people choose healthy sources of their food with less genetically modified and with more of it being organic, and it gets a little complicated, because if you really wanted to have a health garden in New Orleans, technically you'd have to do some remedial treatment of the soil, because much of the soil in New Orleans has a tremendous level of bad stuff. And if you happen to raise your garlic next to a freeway, the passing cars, the tires are wearing out as they go by at 70, and the tires throw cadmium and lead comes out of the back of people's cars, and so the net result is the garlic in that nice field is absolutely concentrating because it's one of its jobs. It's amazingly enough, it has sulfhydro groups, so it's important that our time comes that we need to do two sides of the coin. One is we could enrich the soil so that when we raise our garlic or our greens or whatever, that it's got more magnesium and it's got more zinc and more, and because we've lost so much of our topsoil, and so there's a lot of challenges, but we're not sitting here confused. We really know what's going on, and so if you talk to somebody and they say, well, everybody in my family dies of a heart attack, well, I can tell them.
Right.
I am the father of oral chelation, and we have different ways of doing that, and I haven't had a patient die of a heart attack in over 20 years, and I have people leave the hospital who are told they must have bypass surgery in the morning because their heart is so badly plugged.
Right.
But we can safely take supplements, and the supplements come from food. And so choosing the right foods, you can keep the blood thin enough that even though the hospital tells you, oh, you have a 90% blockage, we have to do a stent, we have to operate right away, it turns out that that's their opinion. And we've been lucky enough to have a different opinion. And my website, GordonResearch.com, is kind of a home to a lot of people. I have over 4,200 doctors in 68 countries who choose to go to GordonResearch.com and spend some of our precious time to learn a little bit more about what does Dr. Gordon do for alternative treatment for cancer, or what are my approaches to autism, and how do we keep our memories and things like that. So on the website, it's got a word. It says media webinar. You click on that word, and there are my lectures where I've gone into great detail of, A, how to never die of a heart attack. That's one talk. So you go to Gordon Research, you click on the word media webinar, and there's a whole bunch of lectures, and you say, I think I want to avoid heart attack. Or you're more worried about cancer, so you take a different lecture, and you listen to the end of cancer. Or you're worried because you already know you're in the kitchen, you can't remember why you're there, and two people in your family had Alzheimer's, so you think dementia is your... So whatever your challenge is, where I can help you with information so that it's not so frightening and we don't throw up the towel and say, oh, well, I might as well go on smoking and drinking and eating the rotten food, the fast food, because, you know, I'm cursed. Everybody in my family had Alzheimer's. I can tell you that we did a study in Tokyo. We took 10,000 patients and kept them for 10 years on a program where once a year we did a blood test to see if they were keeping the cancer, that we all have a little cancer, but if they were keeping it down to a very low level. And if they weren't, we gave them advice what to do, which might be go to bed earlier, eat less sugar, do more walking. It might be spend some time in a farm for red sauna. We might give them an herb to help activate the body's detoxing. So we were lucky enough that even though we had people in our study who came from the Sun Moon Church, these people, some of them had at home a bad gene for cancer, and everybody in their house had gastric or breast cancer. So you'd think, well, how could we help them? Well, it turned out that by doing this test once a year, we made people really start to take better care of themselves, because if we said on the test, gee, Mr. Smith, you really, it wasn't Smith in Tokyo, obviously, but you don't have a perfect test report this year, we're going to have to change and tighten up your program. Going to bed a little earlier, getting more of the junk food out, stopping the sugar. You may have to start taking some really good detoxifying herbs for a while and some oral chelation. Maybe spend some time in a farm for red sauna. Be sure you don't smoke at all. I mean, so simple things that I'm describing, when you are forced by the result of your test to be a good girl or boy all year long, always the test next year was better, which means that actually, amazingly enough, in our body, when they finally tell you, oh, you've got breast cancer, lung cancer, colon, when they finally tell you that bad news, the test we were doing would have told you that 4 or 5 years ago, which would have given you time to improve your diet, stop your addiction to cigarettes, get off the cheap fast food you're doing, learn how dangerous sugar is, and actually do what it takes. Because if you can drive a Volvo 3 million miles, I don't care how bad your genes are, we could have you live to 100. We proved it. I mean, nobody in that 10-year study developed the lump or bump that you call breast cancer, lung cancer, colon. They didn't prostate. They didn't develop that. But if they'd gone off the program, I assure you, they would have seen the prostate cancer develop. Because, you see, the body is working every day to keep us going strong. In order to do that, each day the body has a lot of work to do. Because, like I mentioned, the Ebola, you've got cytomegalovirus. We have infections. We have things that are causing some of our body to make a few cancer cells today. But our body is beautifully designed to go in there and clean that up. But we get to the point that we cheat, and we drive our bodies very hard and do nothing to take care of them, and then finally things catch up with us. So in the future, the exciting thing is this. There's a book by Robin Cook called Cell, C-E-L-L, and he explains how your cell phone will become your primary care practitioner. Let's go clearly what I said. Everybody needs a primary care practitioner, but your doctor is busy. And he can only talk to you 5 or 6 minutes. But we're going to change the game so that when you are ready to hear what you need to hear about the truth of vaccines, because we now have proof that the MMR that we force everybody to give their child actually isn't a safe vaccine, and it was distinctly increasing the level of autism. So, but you don't have time to have an appointment with a doctor and talk to them about that. So we're going to have, so that just like some people on their cell phone, they ask Siri, you know, when was the War of 1812 fought, or whatever question you want. It's going to come to pass, and it's already getting close, that instead of sitting in the emergency room saying, I wonder if I'm having a heart attack, you take out your iPhone and free of charge, you can find an application to put on your iPhone that converts it into electrocardiogram, and you put your two fingers on the screen of your iPhone, and it will read your electrocardiogram for you, and you can email that to a doctor without even having to go to the emergency room, and he can say, it must be a upset stomach, it's not your heart. So in other words, we're going to empower people. As I indicated to you, we now know that if instead of costing $500 for the test to tell you if you have cancer, if we could bring that cost down, and we will, the cost of everything will come down, because remember, you live in the day and age that your computer does twice as much, you know, as it did before, because of the power of the chip. Well, the power of the chip is going to mean that in order to know how healthy or unhealthy you are, your cell phone is probably going to have a little attachment, and you'll be able to spit into that attachment, and it's going to read your hormone levels and say, forget that ad for testosterone. It's not your problem. It's your adrenal. In other words, so we're going to replace myth with fact, and it's going to empower everybody to start to do like the guy with his 3 million miles on his Volvo. You're going to know how to keep your body running, and it's going to, and by having the ability to read your electrocardiogram and every factor, they already have a little thing that can hook on your body that reads many, many things like heart rate variability and levels of stress. So this is going to start to come to pass, that all of us will stop abusing our body and think we're getting away with it when we duck into McDonald's and live for a while on hamburgers. It's not that a hamburger kills you. It's just that we need to have some healthy food in our bodies. And as I said, the genetically modified isn't as good as it could or should be. It's got calories, but it's got some issues about the genetically modified that we think is causing people to have many more of us very sensitive to gluten or dairy. I mean, it's getting to the point that big grocery store have a gluten-free aisle. How come? It used to be gluten was in wheat, and we loved wheat. We thought that was, hey, wheat bread, that's some good stuff for me. So obviously things have changed. And part of what has changed is the level of toxins in every one of us. And it turns out that measuring those toxins right now has been kind of the purview of Mount Sinai School of Medicine. And they had to charge about $4,900 just to measure the 200 chemicals that's in people. But it's gotten to the point that there's no point in measuring you unless you have a unique situation where you've worked for an employer like a dentist. And he didn't know how dangerous mercury is. And you want to prove so that you get some insurance coverage for that multiple sclerosis you've developed. In other words, let's make it clear. Multiple sclerosis is a nasty condition. We find that it's quite easy to help people who have that condition, but you have to go back to treating causes. So you have to go to food, infection, genetics, heavy metal, hormone, and toxin, and give those patients some understanding of how things like the mercury fillings in our mouth, which they call them silver amalgam fillings, but they're 50% mercury. And so, yes, they were. Well, there was a clear relationship. The more mercury fillings in your mouth, the sooner you would have a condition. But that condition, in one person, it's multiple sclerosis. The next person could be depression, and the next person might be cancer. So that's because we're all different genetically, the same stress doesn't give you the same condition. But as we're going in the direction now of recognizing that everybody on the planet has an infection. We don't have to wait for them to tell us Ebola has arrived in America because we already provably have epidemics of Lyme and we have epidemics of Candida and Chlamydia. So whatever you look for, you can find. So that makes it confusing for those of you listening to Dr. Jeanette Gallagher's program today because you'll say, gee, Dr. Gordon confused me. Do I need to find a food specialist or an infection specialist or genetic specialist, or do I need to find the hormone doctor, or I need to find the one who knows heavy metals, or do I just need to throw my hands up and find the guy who's an expert on toxicology? Well, the problem is this. It's become redundant. We don't need to measure you because we know that whatever we look for, we will find. Repeat. Every one of you, if I took you and I did tests, I am going to provably find a tremendous number of problems. For example, a lot of you aren't sure what food to eat, and you think it might be wheat, and you know, maybe I better get off the dairy. Well, we have blood tests for that. They cost $200 to $1,000. But some people read a book and can find that by avoiding certain foods on their own, they can figure out. There's a book that costs $7. It's called The Pulse Test by Coco. Mm-hmm. You can buy it on Amazon. And it says that if you eat a single food, like you have cream of wheat, cereal,
right,
and your pulse when you sat down to eat it was 60, and you check your pulse an hour and a half later or 2 hours later, and it's 90, you can rest assured you had wheat sensitivity and it was killing you. So we're trying to empower the public to understand that fighting for your health is a full-time job because we took this beautiful planet and we have made it very, very poisonous. We have put stuff in the air and whatever went up has come down, and all of us provably, in fact, when you are born, the California Institute of Technology has proven that every child born, whether it's in China, Russia, or in Antarctica, is born with lead poisoning. How could you prove that? Well, it turns out that it's easy to find dead bones of dead children from 400, 500, 600, 700 years ago. So we have lots of dead bones, and we study the bones for their lead content. And we know that the bones of any child that happens to die today actually is 1,000 times what the bones were just before the industrial age when we started this industrial age, and it really came to a crisis level when we were putting the lead in the gasoline, which fortunately we've stopped. But right now we know that the level of lead in your bones actually determines how soon you can get a major heart attack and or stroke. And how could that be? What has lead got to do with heart attack? Well, that was hard enough for anybody to figure out. And some 40 years ago, I started the chelation movement. And we found out that instead of giving you bypass surgery or amputating your black toes for gangrene or opening your arteries in your neck because you're getting little small strokes, we could get rid of all that problem by giving you chelation. Well, chelation has been a miracle, and we've done it for over 10 million people, and they didn't like me for bringing chelation to the country, and they tried to give me trouble, so I gave them trouble. I sued the AMA and the Medical Society, and after I beat them, I sued the medical board. So I had to sue because either that or they were going to, you know, close me up and lock me up. And I didn't want to lose something that could change how long or how healthy everybody on the planet lives, so I really became the champion of chelation. And now, over the years, we've found that it's so necessary because now, provably, they find that instead of going to a doctor and being put on a crazy, stupid statin drug, which is useless to lower your cholesterol, which is not a good idea. Cholesterol is the basic building block in your body for the repair of every cell. It's not a good idea to listen to these guys.
So
it's really interesting when you turn things around and realize that they have proven at Harvard, and they published it in the Journal of Circulation, which is the official journal of the American Heart Association. That doesn't mean your doctor read it, because knowledge is doubling every 2 years, and so your doctor can't keep up with things. So I actually have a group of 4,200 people that I send 3 updates every morning. Like I just got sending the update to everybody saying Ebola is coming. Be prepared. Learn how to diagnose. So anyhow, I send out updates to the doctors in 68 countries to try to keep them informed, because the newspapers are so busy giving the wrong information. How great their antidepressants are, the newest antibiotic, the nonsense about the best blood pressure pill. These are all the things we don't need, because they are for people that are going to continue to smoke, live at McDonald's, and not walk their dog around the block because it's too inconvenient. They don't even get out of their seat to change the TV channel. So there's people that we can't help, and then there's people who really care. Yeah. And the ones who care are listening to this amazing program. Yeah. And I'm so glad to have Jeanette help me spread the word, because it is pretty exciting. I haven't had anybody die, to our knowledge, of a fatal heart attack or stroke in over 20 years who was lucky enough to be able to meet me or learn about Beyond Chelation Improved. BCI is 10 pills in a packet that actually makes the blood so thin that you can't have a fatal heart attack. It doesn't let you bleed so you turn black and blue if you fall down, but it gently changes it so that you can actually have a heart attack, but the heart attack will be so small because it will be so controlled, because we changed your blood in the right direction. You've heard of people taking aspirin and Coumadin and Plavix and blood thinner. Well, we all know those are dangerous, because the Coumadin is the most dangerous drug they give. I don't have anybody on Coumadin or Plavix. I don't even use aspirin. Aspirin is good if you're going to continue to live at McDonald's, because then that's all you can afford, and so aspirin has some benefit, but it has some risk. It will kill 3,000 people this year. So I tend to prefer what I did with the all-natural, the omega-3 and the garlic and the oral chelation and the stuff that we did naturally. But we have to just recognize that a lot of people aren't going to spend that kind of money, since when you take 10 pills a day and each pill is like a primrose and an omega-3 and has in it a complete multiple with every known trace mineral that is in the Great Salt Lake from cesium to rubidium, costs money to put all these things into your body. But that's the way I can make you fight back, because the more I have good stuff in your body, the more you can face the challenges that we all face every day, that I hope I've made clear from my little acronym, Fight for Your Health. And I hope we can make this something then into something positive to tell you that we no longer are struggling, lost, wondering what causes a heart attack, what causes cancer, what causes everybody to have senility and all that. I mean, in fact, you know, whatever you look at, whether it's Parkinson's or anything, we've now found ways that even if everybody in your family had it, and your genes have the BRCA genes, and you don't have to do like Angelina Jolie, remove both your breasts,
right,
take out your
right.
ovaries. That was because she didn't go to a real doctor. She
mm-hmm.
went to what I call quacks. Those quacks are the idiots who tell her, the genes control your destiny. Gee, Angelina,
mm-hmm.
we're so sorry you got the bad gene, BRCA. We might as well just whack off your breasts and take off your ovaries
yeah.
so you become an old woman before your time. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's so sad. Because they called people like Dr. Jeanette Gallagher and Dr. Gary Gordon, who are telling you the truth of the real medicine, and they tried to label us the quacks, but there's no question but that their day is coming, because the day is coming rapidly that MDs are going to have to sit there and say, oh, my God, I used statins. I gave statins to everybody. I gave them diabetes. I gave them all these muscle pains they've been getting, and I lowered the essential building block their body needs. The cholesterol is the good. In fact, we have a book called The Myth of Cholesterol by a top researcher that shows you the higher your cholesterol, the longer you get to live. It's just like
right.
the front cover of Time magazine saying, butter, please put it on everything you eat. We were all wrong. We're sorry. We need the butter. We need the eggs. You need the cholesterol. It's so sad that the correct information that Dr. Gallagher tries to bring to you and that I bring to people from my website isn't backed by the money that's killing you with all the wrong stuff. So let's face it,
yeah.
Big Pharma controls the advertising. And I'll just tell you, you know, there's a condition called cystic fibrosis. And there's a guy by the name of Joel Wallach who tried to say, hey, look at folks, if you go gluten-free and you actually take a lot of selenium, amazingly enough, your cystic fibrosis condition tends to go away, and I've seen that Quintan Marine plasma can be inhaled
yeah.
and beautifully helps cystic fibrosis. And now we actually have gone to the point that we've been able to put some magic in a different water. So there's different waters that Dr. Gallagher and I are aware of. There's water called Quintan Marine plasma. Comes in a little 10cc
mm-hmm.
ampule, and it's trying to give you all of the periodic table, in other words, gold and cesium and rubidium and things you can't even spell, are all things that have some functionality in our body. So what they did is they found a way to take the ocean and get some really good minerals, and then what we've done is we've been able to take regular water and add salt to it and do a process that's kind of a miracle. So if you think about it, what is an atomic bomb? Atomic bomb is something called uranium. Well, uranium is something you could mine, but they did something to that uranium, and all of a sudden there's unlimited energy in that uranium. Well, guess what? In the city of Salt Lake in Utah, there's a company called ASEA, and they actually have a brilliant, brilliant doctor who has got his degree in atomic medical physics. Now, let me go over that word again. Everybody understands an atomic scientist is going to blow up the world with the atomic bomb, right? Well, this
mm-hmm.
guy is an atomic physicist who is an atomic medical physicist, and his job is not just radioisotopes that we can use to view your heart or how to understand better how to kill an overactive thyroid. He actually got involved in figuring out how to make water able to do what we, who practice alternative medicine, like Dr. Gallagher and myself, if you look at the treatment of AIDS or Hep C, hepatitis C, a lot of it around. Now, they've come up with a new drug for it. It's $1,000 a day. You have a ticket for 84 days. Well, those of us who understand what I'm about to teach you know that ultraviolet blood irradiation or hyperbaric oxygen or intravenous hydrogen peroxide or ozone all have the ability to kill that nasty thing called AIDS or hepatitis C or whatever you want to talk about. So we now have the ability, because of a genius who took his degree, Gary Samuelson, and he wrote a nice little booklet, which is called The Science of Healing Revealed. And that booklet we sell for $5. Don't buy it on Amazon because they got it on mistake. They have it at $99. So
oh, goodness.
I don't know how that happened. But anyhow, the point is Gary Samuelson trying to teach you that we've been able to make water stable, hold the power of ozone and hydrogen peroxide and superoxide, and those are big words, but guess what? We see a Parkinson patient stop shaking and talk become understandable in 3-4 days. How come? Well, it turns out that what happened is this. Some people stumbled on this thing that they could make water do all this magic, but you couldn't sell water because they did have to do something to the water. They took the salts and they took the water, but then they did just like the guy did when he took his uranium and made it into a really more active form of uranium. We've been able to make the salt much more active so that all of these, and then may be able to stabilize them so that when you drink the water called ASEA, you can see miracles occur. I can show you a miracle, for example. We recently had a lady that had diabetes, and she hadn't been able to control it, and she cheated in her diet. And insulin doesn't treat diabetes anyhow, because there's a different way. You have to do it through diet, and there's a book called The Blood Sugar Solution by Mark Hyman, and it tells you you don't have to have diabetes. But anyhow, the lady didn't know all that, so her diabetes was so bad that the thing got so deep on the bottom of her foot that she couldn't walk. And they said, gee, we can only do one thing. We can only cut your foot off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she came to my friend, Dr. Kim Schunkweiler, in the Detroit area, Michigan, and he's very involved in this ASEA understanding. He said, well, he said, they think cutting your foot off is all they can do. Let's just see what happens. So he wound up giving her instructions to drink the ASEA water, and they actually, amazingly enough, made the ASEA water even stronger as a gel that you can put on your face so your acne goes away and your age lines go away. But in this case, this lady wanted her foot to not need to be amputated. So we put the Renew 28 gel on her foot and had her drinking it. And amazingly enough, we now have the before and after pictures that I'm putting together for a lecture that I'm giving to a large organization called the American College for Advancement in Medicine, ACAM.org. which is an organization I formed over 40 years ago because I knew that I couldn't fight the establishment and stop bypass surgery and get these idiots to stop putting dye in your arteries and telling everybody you need surgery. I couldn't do it alone. I needed a group. So we formed ACAM.org, and I'll be speaking there, and I'll be showing them these before and after because this is things they don't know. They understand that there's a part of medicine that we call oxidative medicine, and all of you have heard of hyperbaric oxygen, and you may not know that it's, you know, a tank can cost you $20,000, $30,000 or $100,000, but they can put oxygen under pressure. And they can take you, if you had a massive stroke 3 days ago, I can absolutely put you in my tank, and I will have you, with all the things I'll do some microcurrent and I will do some, I'll have you walking and talking as though the stroke didn't happen, as long as you get to me even 5-6 days. So we can do magic, but it's magic that is not covered by insurance.
Right.
So 99% of doctors aren't going to bother to do this because it's, I mean, people are so used to the idea that we carry health insurance that people thought, well, gee, I mean, if I need my leg amputated, don't tell me I can't get in the hyperbaric and save my leg. No, you can't, because they wind up approving only certain things, and so many things that are really good for you are good for everybody. And if they're good for too many people, they can't put it on the insurance because everybody would want it. Because look at, yeah, if they could save your leg with hyperbaric, or we can save your leg. I mean, we're saving this lady's foot with just drinking the water and putting the gel. So she didn't have to get in the hyperbaric chamber, which can cost you $600 for a two-hour session, and you need 50 sessions. So you can imagine that's quite a few $1,000s. And insurance wasn't going to pay for it. So it's nice that we're in a new age, that I can give you the power of oxidative therapy, which in my case, we didn't have this when I was sick. Remember, I didn't get in this kind of medicine because it was a nice day. It was to save my life. At age 29, I had to close my medical office. I couldn't walk across the room, and I had disabling angina with blocked arteries. And so at age 79, I have no blocked arteries. And so I'm teaching all of you that that's all possible for everyone. I don't care how bad your genes are, but it does require you to have the right lifestyle, and it does require you to understand that we will have to spend our own money and buy supplements and find the right supplements. And I try to make that available. I design things for longevityplus.com, and anybody can go there and on website and see that they have a vitamin C that doesn't upset your stomach. Then you can take huge doses if you have cancer and you'll live far longer, because everybody knows that vitamin C actually provably kills every cancer cell in your body, but it takes a big dose of it. And mainly we can't get to that dose without putting in the vein, and that costs a lot of money. So I've tried to do them as good as we can. The vein is always going to do more than I can do by mouth, because you don't absorb everything I give you by mouth. But I fixed vitamin C by adding methyl sulfonylmethane and trimethylglycine. I put additional things in the vitamin C so that the oral can do much. It can't do everything the IV does, but I have the leading cancer clinic in Germany. Dr. Friedrich Dallas, who runs Clinic St. George in Bad Aibling, will tell you that he has patients alive 10, 15 years later that he thought would be dead with colon or pancreatic or breast cancer or lung cancer, because they were lucky enough to find a unique form of oral vitamin C that really works. But here's the thing. If you go to longevityplus.com, they can't tell you that story, because that makes their vitamin C a drug. They can't tell you anything, but if you go there, you can join and become a member. And once you're a member, they can tell you a little something. But when you go to GordonResearch.com, because I don't sell vitamin C or the oral chelation or the acid, my website, I can tell you everything. And we do it through these things called webinars. And I've indicated to you I have webinars on autism and aging and how to make your face younger and all different webinars. But each one may have an hour worth of lecture with talk and slides. And the more I can empower you to know what to do, then the more you are going to be able to realize that our bodies were uniquely designed for all of us to easily live to 100, 120. The Bible pointed that out, and there's going to be a big event. Watch for it. October 5th, 5,000 people are going to come to a large, large facility in New Orleans, and Sharon Bolin Irby will be there with a healing message. She is a healing evangelist that has been blessed with the power to help many, many people. She, nicely enough, if you happen to be one of the people that gets a healing, tells people that was a wake-up call, and then you better meet Dr. Gordon and learn additional things that you can do to have you stay alive. But the thing is that what we have is on the website is we have these webinars to try to give you information slowly and understandably along with the background to prove that but you're just not allowed to have that information if you're the general public, because that makes it a drug. But we've figured out that if you join a private membership association at longevityplus.com, you will be able to read exactly why we have the answer to never going through menopause, never having dementia, never having broken bones, and eliminating breast cancer by taking a product called Herbal Remedy from Thailand. You won't remember that, so just remember HRT. Its big name is Pereria Morifica. So we have these products like a special vitamin C that does things it never could do if we didn't add more things to it. We have the oral chelation, which there hasn't been a fatal heart attack in anybody in over 20 years, even if they were told by the hospital, you can't live 2 days without surgery, you need to, because, you see, they believe what they tell you, because they can't keep up with a rapidly expanding new knowledge to know that a blocked artery on an x-ray doesn't mean anything. It's only a PET scan, because the things that keep you alive are capillaries, and they can't see them on the artery. And so I can sit here and tell you that you can do a blood test It's called caprofile.net. It will tell you if there's any cancer in your body. And not to be afraid, it's the only way to keep you alive. If you do the blood test, which will cost you $500, if you do that test, caprofile.net, if you fail the test, don't be alarmed. That's why we do the test, because it caught you before the lump bump got to the point that it needed surgery and all radiation, all that quackery. Because when I catch them early, we always make the cancer test go back to normal. So, yes, we should be able to live to 120, even if we poisoned the planet. But there's an extra cost. We have to be fussy about our food. We have to try to get as close to raising some of our food as we can. We have to take the right kind of supplements. We have to stop the stupid, dumb things we do. We have to do at least, if you don't walk by a dog, because the dog will make you walk, we got to do something. Because even though we have poisoned our nest, at age 79, I'll be 80 in January, I am able to do more at this age than I could in my entire life. But part of it is because of a sea of water. Because a sea of water actually is like hooking you. You know, if you let you breathe oxygen, in Tokyo, the air is so bad that they in the department store, they have oxygen bars free of charge. You are entitled to sit and breathe oxygen so you can keep shopping. Well, a sea has found a way of doing that without having to have you breathe it. They actually have found a way to turn it into a miracle healing substance that makes cells work better, and we have a big word for it. We call it redox signaling molecules. What in the world is that? Redox signaling molecules? Well, redox is a word that doctors don't like because it's a combination of two words, reduction and oxidation. But it's how all life goes on. And you see, we actually wound up 35 years ago, I got involved in the idea that free radicals are the cause of aging and disease, and now we know the free radical theory of aging is dead. It turns out that only when you get a safe oxidant as you get in drinking a sea of water, which I, in order to do my exercise today, when I ride my bike up and down these hills at age 70, I will take 4 ounces of a sea of water twice today, which means I'm expensive to keep alive, because just taking 2 ounces a sea of water twice a day, which is the minimum dose, means I'll go through a bottle every week, and a bottle costs you $30 even if you become an associate member and pay the $40 sign-up fee. Otherwise, it's $40 if you buy it retail, so it's still expensive. But compared to what I could do without it, and see, I combine it with my oral chelation, because my oral chelation means that I've made your blood so thin that it's like you took weight 80 motor oil and made it weight 10. In other words, your body runs easier because you don't have a lot of thickness to get the blood down to keep that toe healing. So by using the oral chelation and having our patient use the Renew gel on the lesion on the foot and drink the acetyl water, absolutely, her doctors all agree she doesn't need any amputation. She might need a little graft just to fill in the hole, but we think we'll get the hole filled in too, because actually she's learned how to use a magnetic therapy, and there's pulse magnetic therapy today that make these things all work even better. So we live in a new age where whatever somebody tells you about a health problem, that a loved one of yours, if you have somebody that you really think no one can help, Dr. Gordon loves to do recorded phone consultations, and anybody can call me and get a free 10-minute recorded consultation. The only price I pay is you're going to be having to listen to a 2-minute infomercial about why you might want to buy ASEA. But you get that 10 minutes free. And if you want it to go on longer than that, it's $2 a minute, and I will discuss and anybody's condition. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care what the condition is. It makes no difference, because I've spent millions rebuilding my body, and there isn't a condition that you could call me about that I won't have a different approach than what you've been told about, even if you're seeing the world's expert on your condition. We have different answers we want to share with you. So when you understand that, go to GordonResearch.com. is an easy way, but if you want a phone number, it's 1-800-580-7587, and 7587 happens to be Plus, and that's the company Longevity Plus, but they answer the phone for Gordon Research, and they can set you up with an appointment for your free 10-minute consultation on any subject, because I don't care what you're being told. I have never seen anybody who gets a second opinion from me that doesn't feel it wasn't worthwhile, because I simply go to so many meetings, I can never agree with whatever you're being told, because I am at at least 2 to 3 conferences every month somewhere in the world. So because I am in 68 countries, obviously I'm going to have knowledge that is not widely available to the rest of the world, but I love to share that knowledge with you, and we record it, and if at the end of 10 minutes you say, I need to make an appointment for an hour, it's $2 a minute for those people. We've reduced our fees. We've been considerably higher, but now that I understand it, I'm going to have all of you wind up becoming a part of a family that makes money, because guess what? ASEA makes people's face look so much younger that anybody who takes your picture now and your own picture a month later and puts the two of them on your cell phone, you don't have to sell ASEA to people. They say, where do I get it? What did you do to your face? Where do I get it? And they just made the Renew 28 gel on purpose, able to dramatically make you look younger, because when you like yourself in the mirror, you start taking better care of the body that comes with it. Thank you for being with us on today's call.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gordon, for being with us. You've just, like, gone, and you, as always, at rapid speed, but so much information.
So it's been my pleasure, and I'm so glad it's recorded, and we look forward to, I hope to be in New Orleans, but I hope people look online, because in order to learn more about the, when that will be in New Orleans, all you have to do is go to thechange.org. I repeat, the word T-H-E, thechange.org, is where you can learn about when Sharon Bolin-Yerby will be live in New Orleans in a venue seating 5,000 people.
Thank you so much for being with us today. We've reached the end of the show, and it's a pleasure to have Dr. Gordon with us. So, you know, we live here in the Deep South, and it's about standing up and looking at your body and saying, I'm not going to wait until I hit the wall, because the minute you hit the wall, you may be behind a big garbage truck. It's going to be really hard to get yourself out of that. So what Dr. Gordon and I always say is try to do simple things along the way, because really it can be very tough when you get to that spot and you feel like you are so overwhelmed. But when you're overwhelmed, say, I'm going to do something about it. And it's not about what my insurance might cover or what prescriptions my doctor gives me, or I'm not going to ask any questions. Be a proactive person. It's not, you have to really be proactive instead of reactive, instead of just taking things as they come. Try to find out more information. Go to Dr. Gordon's websites. You can visit my websites. There's a lot of information out there. Ask questions. So really, do start to be able to stand up and say, I've really got to do something for myself, because I'm not really getting the help I need. And I'll tell you, when you turn around and you look at it, there's a lot of people I know in this town, and they'll say, oh, go to a dietitian. And she'll tell you the best thing you can do is use as much, let's make this dessert. We just put in 20 packets of Equal. No way. Or the doctor that says, stop drinking your green tea. Or the other doctor that says, oh, well, we're going to cut off your foot. It's okay that you're 42 years old. All of these things are not okay with Dr. Gordon and I. So please do contact him or myself. Their link is directly on today's show page. And thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and Dr. Gary Gordon was our guest today. Thank you.